Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I have a little side hustle. I don't know if you know about that. It goes something like this. It's called Dancing with the Stars. It's on every Sunday, half six. And it was movie week last night and Dancing with the Stars. It's the most fun. 11 celebrities took to the floor to some well-known tracks from movie history. But sadly, after their cha-cha-cha to the Ghostbusters, a famous theme tune, comedian Neil Delamere and his dancing partner Kylie Vincent became the second duo to be voted off the show. They're in the studio. Lads. When I heard it in my ear, I could not believe it was you guys.
Well, you should have said another name then.
I should have. It wasn't me, it was Nikki who said it. I would have gone, what? It was a shock. I mean, everybody was shocked it was you. How are you feeling this morning after?
We were shocked it was us as well, to be perfectly honest with you, because we kind of thought mid-table, you know, there's kind of five or six people above you, there's four or five people below you, you thought, that's safe. But as Kylie said to me, mid-table is really dangerous.
It is really dangerous.
Which I didn't realise.
Why is it really dangerous spot to be in that mid-table?
I think, you know, you either have done an amazing job and you get those great scores that save you. When you're at the bottom, everyone feels like they're going to go home. So you vote for the ones at the bottom. Mm. You want to keep them in and they get the votes and you forget about everyone in the middle.
Oh, that's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
That's the show.
And we knew that as well. I mean, that's the thing. So you can say, like, I know you know this very well. When you sign up for something like this, there's all sort of wonderful Illuminati sort of voting message board theories and, oh well, they have all the Protestant bishops voting for them. Do you know what I mean? There's some mad farmers will vote for them. Oh, badgers, they're digging up dead
great
people.
Dead
people. That's what they're doing now. They're giving birth certificates to dead people and they're voting for them. You know, and all this other stuff. If you were to think about that, you go mad. So all you can do is do what Kylie says. Go out there, dance as much and as well as you can, and then sure, after that, it's in the hands of other people. You know.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. Idiots. It's in the hands of idiots.
No. The public. Kylie, honestly, because you had Father Ray the last time. How does Neil compare as a partner?
Neil came in wanting to impress everyone. He didn't want to be a funny
Joker.
Act. Yeah, he really wanted to go out. He wanted to learn what the dance was about. And he just came in with so much determination. So the working in the studio was incredible. He had his own exercises prepped before we started rehearsing. He warmed himself up. He was so committed. He knew when he did something wrong. He's like, no, I know that was wrong. So he corrected himself, which was something that was really great for him to pick up so early on. So it was a completely different contrast. But he did really, really well.
You did really well. I think you shocked a lot of people when you came out on your first dance. That Neil, we were like, oh God, he can move.
I did it because my wife, who I have to thank again, said to me, I think you will actually be half decent at this. And my parents were very good dancers. Like, they learned in the 40s and 50s that it was just what they did. And my sister can dance. So I was kind of like, maybe I'll be all right at this. And I was hoping that I'd be all right at this. And and Kylie was just explaining about the Paso was the first one we did. It was like, this is just about intensity. And, you know, and she's so good because she picks choreography that suits the person that she's dancing with, you know. And there was a couple of times where she'd go, and then this is what we're going to do this week. We're going to be there, and then we're going to be there, and then we're going to do this. And then after an hour, she'd go, okay, we're not going to do that bit. Maybe do that.
Maybe this isn't for you right
Maybe
now.
Maybe this isn't for you. Maybe, have you considered cycling? but that was rare.
Yeah. Did you have any other, like, we've had a lot of comedians on the show. Did any of them give you a bell and give you some support or words of wisdom?
Yeah, I was talking, I had lunch with Deirdre Kane before, and she said it's great crack. You should absolutely go for it. Start exercising now. That you'll get niggles. Somebody texted me last night and said your next tour should be called Niggles and Giggles, which is a great title.
Yeah.
She said you will get, get injuries in different weird little places. You know, book physio right now, even if you don't need it, that sort of stuff. And then she just said, enjoy it, really, you know.
So, I mean, okay, so week four, but I mean, you've been in training since November, December?
Just the start of December, yeah, I think so.
So this has been a long period of your life.
That's the weird bit now, is that... So we were going to do tango this week. I really wanted to do tango since I saw Scent of a Woman. I wanted to do tango. And
of course,
I haven't done any ballroom. So I literally have ballroom shoots that have never been worn. It's like an Ernest Hemingway sad story.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep up the dancing?
I think I might just go to Londis in the ballroom shoes. Oh. Like, just think about where they're around the place. To be honest with you, I think if I was to keep doing dancing, and I'm training for 4 or 5 hours a day with a world champion.
Yeah.
So I don't know if somebody else could get me to a level of proficiency
of
that she can.
Speaking of that, have you noticed yourself getting fitter? Do you feel like physically... in yourself?
Physically. I would do a little bit of training. So I just kind of use this as an excuse to eat like a savage, to be honest with you.
I've seen the difference.
Have you?
Yeah, I've definitely seen.
That's just
the
tan.
It's just the tan?
Yeah.
No, I've seen the
But the level of fitness has improved.
100%. I think, you know, in the beginning, how long you could last in a rehearsal time space to how long you can last now is just, it's so different.
Well done, Jennifer, and leaving
Thank
that alone.
You.
Well done.
Neil was just doing a zip it after you said talking about how long you could like. Thank you.
I could see
where
your mind went.
You could see where I was going. I didn't do it on air. But just speaking of the level of fitness, and I always talk about Laura Nolan when I saw her on Hell Week. I mean, these guys are beasts, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
These dancers.
Not only are they beasts in terms of their fitness, like they don't feel pain.
No, they don't feel pain and they eat whatever, whenever, because they can, because they're just constantly moving like 12 hours a day.
I think they're constantly moving when they're dancing with each other, when they're looking at you clomping around the floor on a Monday. Like you have to eat salad on a Monday because she's not moving because she's trying to teach me the steps, you know. They are hardcore athletes. I don't know if people at home realise that. They are serious sports people. And like you hurt your knee at one point, popped the knee back in.
They don't care.
Did another dance. Did another dance after that. And then you come in and go, my ankle feels a bit strange. And she's just taking out a rib because it looks better in a dress. It's unbelievable, you know.
A lot of contestants, great characters in there. We were talking about Billy in there. I love Billy. He's just a joy. He's just a buzzer. He goes around the place.
And he absolutely loves it. And that comes across as well. When you look at him, he really loves it. He was standing in front of me for the first elimination and he had his fingers behind his back and he had his fingers crossed.
Aww.
And I was like, my heart was just melting.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see someone who's so into it. Because I know it sounds very Hollywood and all this. It's a privilege. You're dancing with someone who's a pro. It's like being, you know, David Beckham teaching how to take a free kick sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, you never get that opportunity again.
No.
What is next, Neil? Are you going to do a whole live show based around dancing?
I think I'm going to just invent a new dance. I see my future on TikTok.
I see that.
Just doing
TikTok.
Trends. Just doing trends. Bringing back the floss, the Macarena. I know I'm back on tour now. So like
Are you?
I'm in Vicar Street next week.
And where can people get tickets, Neil?
Vicar Street and neildelamere.com. And I'm doing Cork Opera House. And yeah, I've got kind of 30 or 40 dates, so... I'm not saying I deliberately danced badly last night to throw it so I had time to write the show. I would never do that.
You would never do that.
No, but it's weird because now you suddenly actually have time to do the day job.
But it's nice to do something different. I mean, you're a comedian. That is you. That's your makeup. That's something you've been doing all your life.
Yeah.
And then to do something like I said to you on the first night, I was like, what are you doing here? Like, I just did not expect. It was so unexpected. It's lovely to see. And it's lovely to see people like Grania show again. And all these people just completely out of their comfort zones and doing this crazy show.
Can you tell the people what you said just before we went on the other day, which
what
is you were standing just before you went on and I'm first kind of into position and I'm at the top,
of the stairs
and you turn around and go, how do you do this dancing, lads? Anyway, and then walked on. I was like, not the thing to say
all
to me.
All I could hear when I was walking down the stairs is, why would you say that before we went up? So it's my fault.
The dance is still pretty good.
The dance is really good. It was so entertaining and you're going to be so badly missed. You really are. I'm going to put you on the spot and you have to give me a name. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win the whole thing? One name.
Yeah. Well, two of them. What celeb and their pro partner is going to win?
I think maybe if you just look at the leaderboard, Erica.
Okay.
But Ellen is...
Let me ask the expert.
Good.
I think that's playing it safe. Just going for the top of the leaderboard, Neil.
Yeah. I don't trust the leaderboard anymore.
I think there are going to be lots of surprises still in... There's loads of weeks
to absolutely.
Go. I think everyone's strengths are slowly showing.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of... I'm seeing, like, Nicholas Roche. Let's just talk about him really quickly. The improvement.
Yeah.
Was
very,
insane.
Very good. I'm hoping that in 1992, Denmark won the European Championships and they didn't originally qualify. Yugoslavia qualified and there was a war and then Denmark got their place. So I'm hoping that you and I, Kylie, still have a chance at this.
Well, you know, COVID can mess a lot of things
you
up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, speaking of COVID, look who just walked in, Lottie Ryan.
Are you suggesting that she brought COVID in the world?
No, she's waiting for me to drop so she can just jump in.
Why does she have a bat and a pangolin under each arm?
I don't know. I never take a drink from her. She always comes in, do you want this drink?
Yeah.
You never know
that's
what's
a rule for long before COVID, to be honest.
Well, listen, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with your live show. And I will see you on Sunday.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.